Week after week, I have sought to bring to your attention the profound crisis for what would be dozens of families in Donegal. They're living in homes that are not fit for human habitation, defective block homes. You must have seen some of the images on social media on TG Cahir last night. They're not fit for human habitation. I'm appealing, please, either you release the €15,000 to allow them to try and find alternative accommodation, or that would be modular, high-quality housing built in different sites. This is going to be a huge problem. Deputy Pringle's referred to it. Families will go through the scheme, please God, in the near future, but they won't have alternative homes while their homes are being rebuilt. So please, when you're meeting the Chief Executive, come up with some solution this winter now for the dozens of families and then the hundreds of families in the years ahead.
Yeah, it's a very important point, Deputy McLaughlin. I'm actually meeting the Chief Executive this Friday. Intend to discuss this with him. We're working very cooperatively with Donegal County Council. Certainly I've seen the images, I've spoken to homeowners of phones that are of homes that are in very poor state of repair. We already made some changes before, as you know, in relation to the weathering grant and that, and we brought that forward. I think we can, I'm certain that we can enable to front load some of the expenses where homes are dangerous, and I want to do that. I want to get the scheme up and running and homes beginning to be remediated, particularly in Donegal. It's happening in Mayo. We're going to bring the regulations before the end of the year as well to underpin the scheme. But I will come back to the Deputy and Deputy Pringle and indeed my own colleagues in Donegal, Minister McConnellogue and others, following my meeting with the Chief Executive and his team, which I'm having this week.